This is HPR episode 2921 entitled Geocaching with the Family. It is hosted by the Lovebug, and is about 49 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Dave and his family take a wander around the wood looking for geocaches.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, my name is Dave, the Lovebug, and welcome to another exciting, possibly, episode of Hacker Public Radio. What you're about to hear is just shy of 50 minutes of a combination of soundscape, random natter, and a concerted effort to find something we've never seen in a place we've never been. I hope you find it both useful and enjoyable. Into the woods we go.
Oh. I have the body strength of Walter the Soft.
How much miles?
Cara. How much miles? 0.14.
He comes really slow.
0.14 miles.
Hi everyone, my name's Dave, the Lovebug, and as you can probably hear, we're out in the open. We're at Saddlebeak Park in Doncaster, and we thought we'd take the advantage of the Bank Holiday Monday being such a gorgeous day. 28 degrees?
Yes. And if I take part in this, does this mean
no.
This is my, I'm contributing to my first HPR?
You're contributing to your first HPR, but
it's
you
not
won't,
my first
you won't be your first because I'll be... Please watch where you're going, mate.
Nature.
Under your name.
Yeah, I'll be hosting under my name. Yeah.
How very dare.
How very dare I? Well, you haven't got an account, so anyway.
Are you videoing?
Alex.
No, not videoing, mate. Recording. So part of what we're doing, as well as getting out, getting some vitamin D and some fresh air, and probably getting burned as well, is we're geocaching.
Yeah.
And that is what I want to talk about today. So geocaching, it is a game. It's basically what it is. It is a game.
And a pastime.
It is
And a challenge.
Is a pastime not the same as a game? No, a pastime doesn't have to be a game, does it? But a game is typically a pastime.
And it is a challenge. Is how you pass the time.
Oh, well done. Thanks for that insight.
Good job, Carter Slit.
The idea of geocaching is that someone has put a thing somewhere that you need to go and find. Now, typically, this thing is a container of some sort. Now, the container can be tiny, about the size of a pen. Or it could
be clever.
It can be clever.
Snail.
Yes, a snail or
a
little.
It could be disguised as a leaf, but it's still a container.
Yeah. Well, I did say disguised.
Or it could be as big as a 1 liter Tupperware box.
The name of the family.
Treasure chest.
Because we found.
Or a treasure chest. We did. We found an army treasure chest, didn't we?
Also, we found one that wasn't in a container.
So you use an app provided by geocaching, or you can use one of the third-party apps. We use CGO because it's nicer to use and it's better. So we are currently on a search for a cache called Saddlebeak Part 1 Cache 3 Samson's Stash. Which, according to my app, is 367 feet away.
Wow. So we're not far away.
We're walking at a slow pace towards it.
And yeah. Alex is going to help us find this one.
Yay! I'm going to find it on my own.
The last one was a little bit downhill and a bit more difficult to find.
I'm going to find it on my own.
Yes.
It's a micro cache.
Well, the last one was like literally downhill.
It's a micro cache.
Is it a micro cache?
It's the one that has to be placed with micro cache for some
It is a micro cache, you're absolutely right.
Because this tells you the challenge.
I'm going to find it all on my own.
Yeah, you're going to find it, mate.
This was a bigger one, remember, but it had to get changed because someone stole the original.
Yeah, this is the problem with geocaching. The idea is that the caches you're trying to find are hidden. Now, they're often hidden in plain sight, but in such a way where somebody who's not playing the game won't necessarily find it. But unfortunately, sometimes they do get muggled, which is the official term of something getting discovered by someone who's not playing geocaching. And in this case, it was stolen, which is really sad because the cache was actually put down in memory of the cache owner's dog who died a couple of days previously. So really cheery, but also very, very sad that somebody thought it was nice to come along, steal this item, and we don't know what they did with it.
Nope.
Stole it, destroyed it. 140 feet. We haven't gone past it, we haven't missed it. Ah.
We have come. We're down and up a bit.
We have.
Fine. I think we'll go down.
No, I wouldn't go across the log. I don't think the log would actually...
When you say in log, people, it's like a branch.
It's a twig. Right, come on, Alex.
I'm not actually going to go down.
No, you're going to cross the same way as we are.
It wouldn't hold our weight.
It certainly wouldn't hold my weight, that's a fact. Right, so it looks as though we keep going in that direction. Oh, hello.
Oh, it's direct.
Yeah, and it's literally alongside the railway line.
Oh, down the slope.
Well, I don't know. We may not get that far. 45 feet, 38 feet. It's going to be in this ditch, isn't it? Which hopefully is a ditch and not a very thick, levelled river. 15 feet. It's going to be on this side, isn't it?
Please note that I have just seen a rodent scurrying in that direction.
Yum! Well, that's lunch sorted. So it's...
For everybody but the veggies.
We're going down here?
I don't think we need... spiders. Hang on. I've got spiders nest around my... spider web around my beard.
Are we going to go down here?
I don't think we need to. We're 7 feet.
It said behind the tree, didn't it?
It said the clue was... behind the tree. So it probably is down there then. Right, Caroline's got the recorder.
Wait
a minute, Alex, let me go first.
So what's happening is, because our little boy is only 6 and very adventurous, Dave's just trying to help him so he doesn't do himself an injury.
Well done.
But we're going to now let him look for it. So it'll be a micro cache, which means it'll be small.
Hang on, Alex, don't start grabbing at things.
Now what happens with geocaching when you're doing this? We're supposed to be looking out for muggles. So not to make it too obvious to other people what they are in case you get more people stealing things.
Wouldn't it be too far out to look at those trees?
No. It says behind a tree.
It's right, I've got a torch.
You can go behind that
tree. Torch is out now.
We're getting serious.
Serious business.
It's not metal, that's slug trails, mate.
There is a tree up here. I'm behind there, Cara, just in case. We're now looking for other parts of trees.
And it's not over there, mate.
It might be.
There's a gap in there, Dave.
In where? I've looked in there.
All right, you looked in there.
No.
This is the bit where you start to think, oh, where's it gone?
Oh! That's why there are trails. There's a family of slugs here.
We're nice. Maybe the family slugs are resting on the cache.
Oh, we would not disturb them.
No.
Yeah.
I'd
leave them.
Can someone check the history, the logs?
Yes.
See, I am on it.
Yes.
Someone said this is still there but needs a new wire. Please replace carefully. I've ordered a new one.
Wire, now that's interesting.
And there's an image.
Because if it's wire, then it may well be suspended from something. So I wonder if it's over by that fence. What feet are we on from where we are at the moment?
You don't want my device. My device is
9 feet.
So it could be over here.
Mine's
okay. Well, no, not really.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it could be out. It could be far out.
So there is a tree. Ah, Dave.
Can you see the tree it's talking about?
Yeah, look at excuse me, people, while this is where we're doing the technical bit.
Can I go?
There is a bit where it shows you a picture, but it looks like a paler tree, which I would imagine is that one behind you where Alex was looking.
Can I come down?
Because it's paler than this one. We're comparing tree barks now to see which one's the most likely. One. I think it's that one behind you, Dave.
This one.
Yeah.
You said I'm finding it.
Can I come down
and
find
it? And the picture.
I've not seen the markings.
So this just shows you it's not easy. Go down if you want, Clara. It's not easy. It's not meant to be simple to do. It's got to be a challenge.
That's a metal pole. Is that a pole or a branch?
Is it dangling from a height or lower down or...?
No, it's attached around a pole or a branch or...
Oh! I did ask Carol to look at that one.
But again, I'm not seeing the markings on it. There are markings on this tree. Looks like a huge chunk of bark's been taken out.
That noise you just heard. What about that one over there then?
I'm holding Cara's phone in a very.
Because one of the pictures below that had a funny chunky bit of.
I'm finding it though.
But I'm not seeing the single branch coming out of this one.
I'm finding it.
There's a single branch higher up. Well, I say higher up.
But didn't it say bottom of tree?
I don't know if it said bottom of tree.
What was behind the tree?
Behind the tree. I mean, there's some more trees higher up.
That bottom photograph was taken in that direction.
Right.
Okay, that way then. Can I see the marking?
Yeah.
So, we've now got lots of people with different decisions and different ideas of where it might be. But this is the one where, if it's a micro cache, it is really small. It's not... It's not easy to locate due to the size of it. It's generally difficult to find. I'm just going to go off on a tangent now just in case the satellite coordination's off to see whether I can see any other options. So... Because sometimes the GPS is a little bit off, so when it says a few feet, it's actually not quite as close as that, and it's a bit further down. So I'm coming from a different angle now to see whether I can find it in case the description was off. But interestingly, this is like yuck, sludgy, pudgy.
Hello.
I said I was just coming from a different angle to see.
That's a birch.
That is a birch. It says behind tree, doesn't it? I'm behind a tree down here.
Hi, Mummy, I'm coming.
I don't think that that is it. No, that's just a bit of a.
Me?
Yep.
If you find it, give me a clue.
If I find it, I'll let you know, and you can do the bit.
Can you help me down?
If you go further...
I'll go through the other way.
Yes. This is actually probably a good way of showing you how sometimes you can be so sure you're on the right track, and then it all goes a bit wrong. I have no idea where I am as well, because this is like... underneath a tunnel, which is really weird. There is actually a tunnel here, which is weird, but it's like half the height.
I'm actually, it's a wildlife tunnel.
Oh, Alex, you alright?
Did I get you in the face?
Really?
Alex, don't step on things, mate.
No, Alex just stood on a twig.
Are you okay with me in my back? Yeah.
That nearly came up into his face.
Ow!
You alright?
Still
you alright? I've got you. Alex, if you look under there, there's a tunnel. I wouldn't go in it, but... It goes all the way to the other end.
Yeah, no.
Right, Cara, don't look at the back of this because you're getting a bit more than me and you and Alex can have a look. Don't put your hand in gaps that you can't see things, Alex.
Well, this is frustrating, scary. I don't mind saying.
It's really scary. I'm like absolutely terrified.
Alex, don't stand on things.
I'm proper scared.
It won't be that far round, Alex.
I know we're not supposed to stand on things, but I can't help it.
Yeah, my husband's saying don't stand on things, but when the whole ground is lots of different twigs, it's very difficult not to stand on things.
It's not that far, Alex.
So
we might have to make to feet this one.
The noises are nice.
Oh, squid.
Yeah. Just be careful, Alex.
We might have to make to feet on this one.
Yeah. This, my dear people, may be what is known as a DNF. Did not find. I'm just having a quick look to see the second pair of eyes on the bits that they've checked. Just in case. But Car is usually really beady-eyed on these kind of things and finds things quickly and easily.
Is that supposed to be a compliment or like?
That is a compliment, dear.
I can see something under here.
What can you see?
See a purpley thing.
That's a slug, mate.
I was about to say, don't
put. Yeah. The rule is, Alex, unless you can see what you're looking at, don't put your... What is that there?
Do I need to go this way?
Hold on.
I'll come with you, Carla. I'll come with you.
So I've got a twig here with a funny looking coloured thing. And it is literally a gap. There is no dangling wire or anything. So there you go. Experience first hand. How sometimes you just don't find what you're looking for.
I think it was like a squirrel or something, but squirrels freak me
out. Geocaching, by the way, can be quite mucky business.
Daddy? It's worth it though.
It is worth it. But now comes the challenge of getting up.
I'll get up, Alex, and then I'll help you up.
Amy.
You help me up.
So,
I can do it myself.
This looks like it's going to be our first not find of the day.
I know.
First
of all,
not mind
of
the holiday.
Yep. So I'm going to give you to Dave so I can get up. Right, hold on.
I'm not there.
Yeah, no, you are. Right. Okay, so what I'm going to do, so I'm going to pause this here, and when we get closer to the next one, we'll have another look.
Bye for now.
One mile later. So we're about 400 feet from the next cache. Really gutted.
Alex is just showing off his muscles.
Right. Really gutted we had to, did not find that last one.
Yeah, because it was too sneaky.
It was sneaky. It was either very well hidden or very badly hidden.
Or what if someone actually stole it again?
They might have done, I suppose. It's possible.
Someone
did find it a few days ago. The cache owner found it a few days ago and said it was there.
But the cache owner?
Yes, the cache owner.
Well, what if it got stolen the day after?
It could have been stolen the day after. Ooh, stingy nettle central. Do you want to go in front of me, mate?
Yeah. Well, back to the recording, Daddy.
You are recording. We've been recording this whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Duh.
So, Daddy and I are just walking through a nettle field. Aren't we, Daddy?
Yeah. Here you go.
Are you still recording?
Yes, I'm still recording.
That's a nettle field, isn't it? A very bad nettle field.
It is a beautiful day. We're actually out in the open now. We're not in the trees.
That means...
Alex, if you keep your hands to yourself, mate, you won't get stung by stinging nettles. But the sun is like uber warm. It's like 28 degrees centigrade. Celsius.
Oh, come on, Daddy.
What's 28 Celsius in Fahrenheit?
Who knows?
Hot. What is 28 Celsius in Fahrenheit?
Hot.
28 degrees Celsius equal 82.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go. Hot.
Hot. Cold hot.
Right, Daddy. Oh, hold your horses. Back up.
No.
Back up.
No.
Hold on. Yeah, keep going. Stay. I don't mind going ahead. Let me go and see. There is a trodden path.
I'm coming with you.
Right, less than 100 feet. We found a trodden path. Whoop. Oh, oh. Oh, I say. Well, there is a nice expression of political temperature here in the United Kingdom at the moment, where someone, well, basically we're outside this like red brick building, and someone has decided to write the words, Brexit can go fornicate itself.
That's
called Yeah, we know what it says, Alex, you didn't have to say it out loud. Oh, hang on, no, it's not out. It's not in there.
It says Dave.
Oh, you did it. It says Dave.
That's not creepy at all. I'm
I'll take a photograph
Walter
of that.
Walter, come in with me.
I can go in the...
Walter, come in with me.
Dave, motivate.
Whoever wants to come in with me, come in with me.
Right, so... The clue...
Are you going in?
Right, so... With me? We found the place by its coordinates. And the full description, well, there isn't one. But it does say,
come on.
Outside.
Oh, please, come with me.
There's like a path.
What about that?
Like,
come on, let me see.
No, there's like a path of people. Oh.
So the details, it says other. Size other. Traditional cache, which means it'll be a container of some kind. And it says other. It doesn't say magnetic. This is a magnetic thing. I'm not quite sure what it is. I think it's one of those things they used to put around trees to protect the trunks.
That tree done gone.
But that tree done gone, you're absolutely right. There doesn't seem to be
There's
anything.
A path, like you can see someone's trodden on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'll have a nosy around there in a second. Let me just check the logs to make sure. So 5 days ago, the cache owner. Oh, it's not the cache owner.
Alex kicked over a rock and
that's nice.
There.
Bit of a
Sorry.
Bit of a search, found it. Fingertips
we
needed.
Found
great
it.
Spot.
What
no,
is
we
it?
Haven't found it, love.
No, oh, we haven't found it.
Second time. So I'm just looking at the previous finds to see if we can identify where it is. So I think what we're going to have to do is have a walk around the outside. Alex, do you want me to go first, mate? Because there are lots of stinger nettles around there. And, right, so everybody else has chickened out, despite the fact...
I'm saving my legs.
Despite the fact I also have no legs on.
Anything
else? No. Then...
I'm going.
Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. No, we're going away from it. If you go by the coordinates, we are going away from it.
Okay.
So...
Say whereabouts it's...
Well, Alex, you've just rubbed up against stinging nettles. There is nothing to indicate clue or anything like that, apart from outside. So if we just do a quick GPS... So at the moment I'm at 6 feet, 4 feet, 3 feet, 2 feet, 1 foot. Right, so it suggests that it's here.
And yeah,
near that tree there, there's a little bit of a walkway there.
It looks like it might have been trodden out a bit.
I'm not about that.
I'm not going there because I already got stung and it stings.
You got stung? Oh, mate.
It's clear, Alex, you can see. Come here.
Go where Karen. You'll be safe.
Oh, there's some copper cable here. I wonder if it was actually a fence at one point. Images. Now, someone has taken a picture of that.
That metal structure?
Yeah. And in fact, our friend Glamcasher has taken a photograph directly in front of that. So, let me try and get out of here without getting stung.
I didn't get stung.
Well, that one looks like it's loose, but it's a bit high up.
You'd never get that.
I think I do have a little bug. I think I have something.
I think a bird pooped on that. What's on the other side of that, love?
Yummy.
Yeah, what's on the other side of that? I'll check.
It's metal. It's just, you can have a look. It's just,
I'm not going to get in here without anything.
But how would you get to it?
Maybe it's
that one there that looks like it's been screwed off.
Yeah, but you've got to be like 6 feet tall to get that. No, that's not moving.
Ow.
Oh, there you go, mate.
I just dropped my glasses.
Oh, so that's why you said ow.
Yeah.
Not because you got stung or out?
No, I got stung and I...
And you dropped your glasses?
It's because of stupid spiders.
There's
nobody in there. There's
another
bloke in the corner.
Oh,
really?
Oh, it's not a bloke.
Oh, Alex!
Because of mummy.
Oh, right, so it's mummy's fault.
I'll come with you. I'll come with you, Carla.
I've got a light. Nothing's
actually. I'll get a light as well.
I did that with my feet, though, to see if I can move it.
I'll get a light as well.
Well, I'm very disappointed by the fact they've actually given us no actual usable clues.
Nothing underneath, is it? Like,
what, tucked under?
Yeah.
There are no details. Oh no, did you? Oh, we have to go to a hospital.
It was a really thick one.
A really thick, chunky cobweb.
Yeah, it was on the brick and I let my hand on the brick and then my hand was a full cobweb.
Lovely.
Yeah, we need to go to the hospital. I'm not going in there. I went in and I looked and it's creepy.
Tasha's logic had our hand in this.
Sorry?
Tasha's logic had our hand in this.
Oh, I hate it when it does that.
Sorry. Bit of a search and we had it.
Widened out the search a little, called out that she'd found it. Sneaky hide, great location for a cache. Somebody favourited it.
Someone's got a photo there. Oh, that's the photo.
Yeah.
There's one here, but it's a bit light.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been gone.
Well, I'm going to DNF this one.
Join the series.
DNF.
Look at that one. Unless it means outside, as in in the first alcove, not in the first one.
Well, then that's not outside, is it?
No,
it's the first.
Ow, you badger! Got stung. Oh, they're horrible stings. Badgers.
Okay, so not much luck here. We'll pause again and fire up at the next one. Hopefully, you know, we might actually find the next one.
Yay!
Yes.
What's this tornado? Sun?
So we're about 400 feet now from the next one. We're approaching some muggles, so we'll go quiet very shortly. That's Alex, you can hear. Right. So that's the muggles gone. In case you're curious as to why we have to be careful around people that aren't geocaching, is for as many people who are bought into the game and want to do it, there are probably as many people who want to stop you from doing it. And it wouldn't surprise me. Hello. If there were people who were subscribed as premium members to go around and actually destroy the caches that we're looking for.
Water and like sun.
Hiya.
I need to try and do water and sun.
Sorry, we're being followed by a muggle. I'm not saying that a lot of people do this, but certainly if people saw you rummaging around for a geocache, they might be intrigued enough to try and actually find it for themselves. And if they do find it and they're not invested in the game, then you don't know what they're going to do with it. They could destroy it, they could take it away, they could rip it apart, they could do anything they wanted with it. And that's something we want to try and avoid. Now, I've used the words bought into a few times. Hang on a second. I've just gone past it. It is a subscription service. You can do, under geocaching.com, which is the official site, you can pay a premium. It's about £25 a year. What's that, 30? Ooh, fungus. About $30 a year. There are open non-pay services like Open Caching, but you'll find that there aren't actually that many of them. So paying the extra for geocaching.com kind of makes sense. Right, so this cache, number seven Sandal Beat, it's a small cache. Seventh box in, oh, it's another one with absolutely no background information at all. The hint, rock bottom.
So underneath a rock.
Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm seeing a distinct lack of rocks. Now, the map, if I zoom in, it does suggest it's further this way. Oh, we're still 30 feet from it. Hold up, guys. Ah, lovely. Let's walk through holly trees. Yeah, just watch out for holly bushes. Ow. Yeah, well, don't show off. Well, there's a rock at the bottom.
This is our best friend.
So I wonder if, and it says we're 9 feet from it, and that is about 10 feet away. So, can you see that, Cara, or do you want me to go?
I'll go.
You sure?
Yeah.
You got now to hold on to. That is brambles. No, it's brambles. So that rock right in the middle there may be a fake rock. It's not a fake rock.
What about that brick behind you?
What?
The brick.
Yes, there's a red brick. Oh no, that one there, okay.
No finger.
Part of the gap behind that tree. There's not a rock in there, but there could be a rock in there at some point. Is there a rock there behind that tree, Clara? Little tree.
Oh yes, yes there is.
Where? Little stubby tree in front of you.
No, no, to the left, love.
To your left.
There.
There's a little tree hanging up.
And there's a rock behind it.
There's a rock behind it.
There's a wasp, so I'm trying to wait for a second.
That's not a wasp.
That's a hornet.
But that's not even a hornet, it's a hoverfly.
It's
go.
A hoverfly, go. Go.
Sweetheart, it's not going to sting you. It doesn't. They don't sting.
It's not stingy.
Those things might be though.
Well.
Why did you go up there and then go across?
Why not just go in front of it?
Yeah. No, it's so great to be able to stand on the sidelines and bark out orders, isn't it?
Keep going.
No way.
I'm it's going. Not going to bother you.
No, what have it done?
It's not bothered. It's not a bad.
Is it hovering in place?
Kind of.
Then it's a hoverfly and it won't.
They're fine. Where's the thing?
I'd be so funny if the recording picked that up.
I'll just put my mouth on the cobweb.
Yay! Would you like some help, love?
Have, it's eating.
Right, would you hold my phone? I'll keep the recorder.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now you're going to be the one that's standing at the side shouting out orders.
That was yak. I just jumped, to be honest. I actually a really cushiony landing. Well, no, I couldn't get to it because there's a cobweb.
Get out of my way.
Do you want to whack it in my back? I'm not whacking. I'll whack it away slightly. After all that.
Computer says no.
Check the underneath that box at the beginning.
This one?
I don't like being down here because there's like so many spiders.
There is a bit of that brick at the front of your tree.
Where?
Near the tree branch.
The one that I just kicked over.
This one. No.
What's so hot? Say that now.
There's another bit of brick up there.
Yeah, that's not right what button though, is it, love? That's not particularly accessible.
Definitely down there, I think.
There could be like two.
Part of the problem here is that we're on a bed of really, really thick leaves.
I'm scared of it.
You
might be like.
You're gonna what? Are you tracking the distance?
I'm not coming down now. What should we like? I'm scared that like.
I'm scared that you're gonna finish that sentence.
I'm scared that these leaves are not good.
How do you mean not good?
I don't know, I just there's gonna be so many things.
Over here.
No.
In it.
Was originally in front of it, just in case. But it's definitely in the general direction, because it's 7 feet if I'm looking down to you. But it goes 20 odd feet if I go that way.
It's definitely not in that gap.
Wow! Could it be down that way?
6 feet from here.
Is that my phone?
Yeah.
Five, right, five, let me have it a sec. Let me see if I can get an accurate reading on the coordinates.
Nope.
No, I think. Ah! Now, according to this, I'm too far in.
I love how most of this is. In which direction?
This way.
Whoa!
Thing's falling down from the tree.
Stop, innit?
What?
Whatever is up there has just knocked some heavy into the cup.
I told you things are falling down.
No, I'm not holding it out. That says 10 feet.
There's see it when I was pointing down to it here.
This says 10 feet. Right, we're definitely moving away from it. I wonder if it's behind you, love.
How big is it?
Wow, this isn't actually a bad idea.
It's what?
It's...
Oh, wow.
You can use the branch.
Bless you.
When did it last get found?
Oh, hang on, I'm still trying to... escape. See, now it's saying 6 feet.
Yeah.
9 feet. And now it's stopped updating.
Don't touch them because they've got...
8 feet, 10 feet. 5 feet. About 13 feet. Yes, mate. Yep.
That's not a rock bottom, and that's right in brambles. So.
Yeah, that might not—that might not mean the bottom of something. I don't believe we're about to get scuppered for the third time.
No, we are not.
We did so well last week, twice. What? Well, Potterick Carr and Nostal, 100%. What?
Which was the one where, like, I don't know which one was which. Which one was Potterick Carr and which one was the other one?
Nostal was the one where you'd already been. That's the first geocache you ever found. Okay. Nostal Priory.
Yeah.
So we got 100% of those. And Potterick Carr was the one we went to a couple of days later. Yeah.
Watch out for the prickly holly. So I think it's around that tree somewhere. Someone said not near the ditch. Someone said wide and search. Not bearish to the cords. Someone's uploaded a photo.
Found it not near the ditch. Managed to get a few hours. First one found. Blah blah blah. Spotted a comment in the log. Checked a photo pointing Sarah to the cat. Oh, okay.
So that's the photo, which is here.
I think it's a squirrel and they're like throwing the extra. Oh my god.
I reckon it's in this gap somewhere, but.
Oh, hang on, what tree is that?
Do you allow me to pick up a stick?
That's that tree there.
Yeah.
Do you allow me to pick up a stick and go.
No, it's not.
Am I allowed to grab a stick and slash at the holly?
You can do. I don't think it's going to have much of an effect. It's a multi-trunk tree. That isn't. Or is it? Yes, it is.
There's one there, yeah.
I've always wanted to do this, but it's like in the shop. Like...
No, I think this is it.
Taking my anger out on the... Please don't hurt yourself. You're extremely close.
I'm just looking.
This is like the fighting stick.
Oh! Here comes a vehicle with an engine.
Those trees because the offshoot isn't. I think it's
these
from here.
They're too far apart.
Which
two?
That's looking there.
You reckon? That's a heck of a long way out from the coordinates.
Did it say it was like a coordinate?
Nah, they're too thick, love. Oh!
Look at the picture.
They're the right shape.
sadly, that looks like there used to be something there, doesn't it?
Looks like there was a rock there.
Have a look around the other side.
That's not good.
And it's around a holly tree, so...
That, to me, looks like something's been moved. Just the shape.
Yeah, potentially. Hang on. What are you?
Well off.
Got it. Right.
Right in my eye.
Flip. Right, okay, we have finally found our first of three.
It was at the bottom of a rock.
It's at the clue being rock bottom. It is actually a fake rock.
Dear squirrel, stop trying to nuts on my head.
There we go.
Yeah,
look what's in the book.
Mmm, slow.
Lisa's not trying to drop your nuts on it on your head. Drop his nuts on your head.
So, log visit.
Get off.
No.
Now, where's my pen? There it is.
Coordinates.
Flip.
Coordinates are off.
The coordinates are well off.
Without image and other comment would never have found.
This is the first log.
What are you signing it as Lee?
Okay, a Lee family in here.
Signed Lee
family. 26th of the 8th.
So Sarah 3698 isn't very good.
Lee.
7. Sandal. Yeah.
Family.
Isn't very good at coordinates.
Well, hopefully no one listening to this knows Sarah, whatever her number is.
Sorry.
It may not be her, it may be the technology she was using at the time. It is possible that if she was using a crappy smartphone or something, or the GPS hadn't settled by the time she was looking for it.
Or could it be that it's not the place that she was
in? That is entirely possible. Oh crud, I've got to put this back where I got it from! Ugh. But at least at least the clue was right.
Those was nice for Dave.
I keep hearing.
Those noises are Dave losing his trousers.
Woohoo!
Not really, transferring it out. Right. Anyway.
He said he wants to be all natural.
Not in that. Where's my phone? Oh, there it is.
Pocket.
Too many pockets. Right, so we can now log this as a find, finally. So, log visit.
Oh, you're 5 minutes ago.
Well, I'm just about to do it. Coordinates well out, only found due to previous comments and
finding the right
a photo of the tree,
which is about 30 feet from the coordinates.
Right, so at my calculation, we have been speaking now for the best part of 3/4 of an hour, and we have finally found a geocache. Anyway, that was all we really wanted to tell you about, is about the game of geocaching, and it is fun. We're going to put some...
It is fun, but can be frustrating at times.
Very much so. I'll put into the show notes links to all the things that we've mentioned, geocaching.com. The apps we use, etc. Caroline is attempting to remove a bottle from my back pocket. And we've taken a couple of photographs as well, which we'll include too. Including, we'll also put a link into the cache we just found. So if you want to actually have a look and see what it is we've logged and the things that we were seeing, then please do so. But
I don't leave them without my people.
This is Dave the Love Bug, along with...
Hi.
Cara.
Cara.
Caroline.
Amy.
What's your name?
Oi.
Alex.
Get your face.
Oi. Alex!
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of
Hacker
Public Radio.
Woo! Blah 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 blah.
Nightmare of the liar.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.